I'm Glenn Peloso, and this time on Design Diaries, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about wall finishes and wall colors. Every year, at some point in the year, every paint manufacturer lists what they were going to refer to as the color of the year. The same thing happens with Pantone, where they list their color of the year. And for people, it can often be confusing to know what exactly to do with that color. The Pantone color often refers to a color that is going to be used largely in advertising, that we'll see throughout advertising, etc. The paint stores, or the various kinds of brand, Benjamin Moore, CIL, Sherwin-Williams, Para Paints, Farrow & Ball, all come up, Bear Paints from Home Depot. Each one of them has what they would call the color of the year, and those colors of the year are rarely, if ever, the same color. Each one of them goes to a color council, and they spend the year looking at what's happening, trending in the world over that year, and what they predict is going to be the color that is most prominent moving forward. If you're not sure, you can look at fashion, because fashion also comes out and happens a little bit more quickly than often paint does or home decor does, and it can be a bit of an indicator. One of the really simple, easy things to do is go with something that's a neutral. Over the last year and a bit, we've seen lots in furniture and decor that has been relatively cream and white. A really simple gray is a great way to be able to go, something that is relatively clean and pure, like a dove gray by Benjamin Moore is a nice way to create a really soft, simple palette in the space. You can also use wallpaper. Over the last couple of years, have become incredibly popular, and now more and more we're seeing murals, or what is sometimes called a wall tattoo. So on one wall, you will have one or two stems of flowers that will come up out of the floor and become this huge bloom over top of the sofa or over top of the wall. It's great on a headboard wall in the bedroom, it can really create a dramatic difference. On one of the walls in the bathroom, it can create a really dramatic difference. The only thing that you're looking for when it comes to wallpaper is to make sure that you have a non-woven backing. Wallpaper sort of fell out of fashion because people used a woven backing, which was a little bit like trying to remove, you know, dried toilet paper from the wall, so you had to scrape it off little by little, whereas a non-woven backing is a little bit more like a tea bag, so it adheres to the wall, but when you pull it off, the whole bag comes complete, and so it's not so difficult to be able to change that wallpaper. Look for murals and wall tattoos to really add some really interesting drama to the space. It's not particularly expensive to be able to do, and really does make a very dramatic difference to any room that you're going to apply it to, and once you become tired of it, you can certainly remove it and go back to something that was a little bit more neutral. So if you think about doing something that is a relatively neutral wall color, a cream or a light gray, you can sometimes play with darkening up the trim color and the door color, which creates a new and dramatic effect to the room in general. You want to look ideally for something that is a flat, scrubbable paint, meaning that the sheen is very, very low, a flat sheen, so the amount of reflection of the wall is very low. That allows you to a little bit more imperfection in the wall because the shadow and light player, when light hits the wall, you don't see those really dramatic shifts in bumps, etc., because the light hits them. So you want to have something that is super flat, but you also want to have something that is scrubbable. Kids playing with crayons or people scraping against the wall, etc., anything that gets on the wall, pop, kitchen stuff, I don't know, food, get out of the wall, you want to be able to wash that off. In a really flat paint that isn't scrubbable, when you wash it off, often the paint comes off as well, because that matte color is achieved by having sort of a chalky finish. So a flat scrubbable paint is a wonderful way of hiding a lot of the imperfections, really brightening up the overall space, using some wall tattoos in there or some wallpapers that are absolutely fantastic, can really create a mood in the room and create a really spectacular effect if you just have a look. You can go online, there's lots of wallpaper suppliers that are available online. You need to measure out the wall, but often those things give you a bunch of tools and tricks to be able to find the wallpaper that you're going to really like, and it's going to change the room dramatically and make your house feel that much better.
Hi, this is Glenn Peloso. Thanks for listening, and remember to join me again next month for another Design Diaries podcast, right here on Focal Point eNews.